There have been reported cases of the flu in the area since September, but it has so far by no means been a banner year for the flu. That appears to be changing just a bit, however. Dr. John Lanza is director of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County.
And especially in the past couple of weeks, and I think it's probably dealing with get-togethers and gatherings of people this time of the year, we've seen increased numbers of cases of flu, and I think that as we go towards Christmas and New Year's, we're going to continue that trend.
Dr. Lanza points out that the cases that have been reported are a strain of the flu that you might be familiar with.
The reported type of flu that we're seeing in the cases that we're recording is the H1N1, that 09-10 issue that we had back several years ago. Most of the cases that we're seeing are the H1N1, and that is a very serious disease.
You may recall that the H1N1 flu virus was the cause of the swine flu pandemic back in 2009-2010. That outbreak had a heavy death toll in Africa and Southeast Asia, while the mortality rate was lower in Europe and the Americas. And a recent study published in PLOS Medicine says the death toll from that pandemic is probably 10 times higher than originally reported by the World Health Organization.
True, because H1N1, if you remember, was also the same strain that was the pandemic back in 1917, 1918, the last great flu pandemic that killed over 100 million people, and that's what the concern was in 09 and 10.
But let's be clear, we're not talking about anything that deadly this year. Dr. Lanza recommends the basics, including getting a flu shot.
We are definitely, all public health, all physicians are asking everyone, please, if you're 6 months of age or older, go visit your physician or go to flu.gov and find a place to get your flu shot. It is very important.
And Dr. Lanza says one group of people should really make sure they have protection.
And one of the issues that we've noticed just recently also is the number of flu cases in pregnant women. Pregnancy tends to decrease your immunity a bit from a variety of different reasons. And we are strongly recommending that all pregnant women get the flu shot. It is critically important for their health and their baby's health.
The flu shot each year is developed about 9 months before the flu season, and healthcare officials have to make what is essentially a very educated guess as to which strains of the flu to include in the vaccine. Dr. Lanza said that this year, they chose wisely.
Actually, there's a new twist this year in that instead of the usual three strains, the two A strains and the one B strain, because of what they saw at the end of the last flu season, they've added an extra B strain. So there are actually four strains within many of the shots that are currently available. And the fact that H1N1 now is the top strain that is causing disease, they picked well. Now, what happens typically during the season, there's some drift, some change in the primary strain that we're seeing. But right now, we're seeing H1N1.
And beyond that, remember the three most important words your mother told you: wash your hands. And if you do get sick, stay home, get lots of rest, and make sure you're well before returning to school or work. Dr. John Lanza is director of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.